This is Evan Dietrich Smith, and you're watching Cheesehead TV.
Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football today. I think we're going to get into a lot about the Packers' upcoming offseason decisions. General manager Ted Thompson spoke to the media this week while at the site of the Senior Bowl in Alabama. So there's all that to talk about. And by the way, I don't get into this much, but thanks to you who are tuning in via television to Cheesehead TV. Can you believe that? Cheesehead TV is now on TV, actually, via Roku players. Anybody who out there has a Roku streaming media player can tune into Cheesehead TV via the live stream platform. So that's really cool, a nice new development here at Cheesehead TV, something we've been striving for a long time, and it's finally here, Cheesehead TV on television. So if you don't, If you're kind of unfamiliar with that, go out and get a Roku streaming media player. There's all sorts of things you can stream, not just Cheesehead TV, not just live stream, but all sorts of television shows all over the place. And it's really cool, and we're excited to have that potential here, as well as being broadcasted, of course, as it always is, live on CheeseheadTV.com, podcasted later. So many ways to check out our content here at Cheesehead TV. But let's talk some Packers football here. Let's get into what's happening at the Senior Bowl. General manager Ted Thompson took a few moments to speak to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Tyler Dunn, who is in Mobile this week covering the Senior Bowl. And of course, talked to Thompson about the offseason, and of course, there's a lot of attention on the old draft and develop method of Ted Thompson, how the Packers really stick to that method of team building rather than get, intimately involved in free agency, and it kind of seems like that still seems to be the case. Nothing has really changed, at least in the way Ted Thompson presents himself in his philosophy to a public audience. And here's the quote from Ted Thompson, said in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, published, I believe, today. Quote, "If an opportunity presents itself and it helps us be better, then yes," said Thompson, speaking about free agency, basically. Quote, "But I think doing it for the sake of doing it is a waste of time and energy. If we get the opportunity, if it presents itself and it makes sense for the club with the way we put things together, we're going to do it. We've done it in the past. We try to do it selectively." And that should come as no surprise to fans of the Packers who follow the team in the offseason. I mean, of course, they went out and prior to the last Super Bowl way back in 2006, the Packers did go out and make a couple big moves, moves that helped them win the Super Bowl in signing Charles Woodson, of course, and Ryan Pickett. But since that time, the other moves have not been all that much or all that notable, probably the biggest being Jeff Saturday prior to last season. And by that time, Jeff Saturday was kind of over the hill and never ended up really helping the Packers all that much. There's been a couple of minor, very minor free agent signings other than that, but they have hardly been notable for the Packers. So, do the Packers get involved in free agency this year? I am all about the Packers going out and getting perhaps a safety in free agency. I think that's the most likely spot where they might look for help. But other than that, I certainly wouldn't close the door on anything. But they are going to have so much money to invest in their own players. They cannot get it. You know, they're not going to go out and sign two big names in free agency. I guarantee that. They might sign one, maybe, but they're not going to go out and sign two or more. They might sign one big name and then kind of one little minor one or something like that. But, I mean, just think about all the players who are up for free agency this year. Sam Shields, of course, being the big name, I think, who's going to end up getting the most money, whether it's from the Packers or somebody else. If I'm running the team, I hope it's the Packers. But not just him. You've got B.J. Raji, and I really have no clue what's going to happen with B.J. Raji this offseason. Nobody's closing the door on him, but he would seem to generate as much interest to other teams as he might for the Packers after this whole, you know, the Packers reportedly offered him $8 million in the offseason contract, averaging $8 million per season. There's wide receiver James Jones, who's entering free agency and would, you know, seem to be worth a couple million dollars. There's center Evan Dietrich Smith, who I'm not sure the Packers can afford to let go and just kind of hope and pray that the center position kind of works itself out in Green Bay, with maybe J.C. Treader being the first choice if Evan Dietrich Smith were to leave, but I hardly think he's a given, and we hardly know anything about him after not even playing Division I football in college, 1A FBS level football, and not having played a single game in the NFL as a rookie. So there is a lot of uncertainty there, and I wrote a whole column about the Packers and the uncertainty at the center position in a column just, I think, published two days ago at Cheesehead TV. So make sure to go check that out. The Packers have all these choices to make in free agency. They have 20 free agents, 17 of them unrestricted free agents. There is not going to be a lot of money left over after, you know, they figure out who's coming back and who they're going to re-sign. I mean, you know, they're going to re-sign several of these guys. They're not going to re-sign all 17 unrestricted free agents, but they're going to, you know, re-sign several of them. And, of course, some of them aren't going to make a ton of money. But, you know, I assume guys like John Kuhn will be back, like Ryan Pickett will be back. And these guys are not going to make as much money with their next contract as they did with the last one. But still, all these things add up. And when you add those things up, there is not going to be that much left over for free agency. Now, I do think there is probably room to go out and get one person. And I would love if that's a safety, just simply because of how you know, poor the position was in 2013 with Morgan Burnett and M.D. Jennings. But who are the names out there at safety who are going to be free agents? There's Jarius Byrd of the Buffalo Bills, who received the franchise tag last year. Well, Jarius Byrd is going to be looking for a contract darn near $8, $9, $10 million per year, somewhere in that range. I'm not sure if the Packers can afford to, first of all, sign Sam Shields and then add another defensive back somewhere in that same pay range, especially if you're also offering, you know, B.J. Raji a contract, Evan Dietrich Smith, James Jones. I don't know if there's that kind of money. And the same thing with some of the other big names in free agency, T.J. Ward of the Cleveland Browns. John on the live blog is throwing out a bunch of these names. Chris Clemens of the Miami Dolphins. Dante Whitner of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, after Jarius Byrd, who's probably going to get the most money, I mean, some of these other guys aren't going to make quite that much, but still, I mean, we're talking contracts in excess of, what, $6 million for these guys, for Ward, for Whitner, Clemens, I'm a little less sure about, but, you know, I don't know. If the Packers can't go out and they can't get Jarius Byrd, T.J. Ward, Dante Whitner, Is it really worth going out and getting a mid-tier free agent, or just simply trying to get a very good upgrade in the NFL draft with a lot of upside to them? And that could be the case. You know, if they can't get these guys, you know, why not draft a Deion Buchanan of Washington State, a Kenny Ladler of Vanderbilt, a Craig Lawston of LSU, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix of Alabama, Kelvin Pryor of Louisville. I mean, the Packers might be better off going after one of these guys with a rather high ceiling and hope they pan out. There's so much uncertainty. I can't tell you what direction they're going to go right now, but these are the decisions the Packers face. And hey, I just talked about all the free agents the Packers have here as they enter the offseason, the guys who are going to become free agents, the guys whose contracts are now expiring after 2013. I haven't even mentioned yet the guys who are on the precipice of getting contract extensions. And we're talking two guys in particular here, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, both wide receivers, both guys whose contracts expire after the 2014 season. But as the Packers have been doing for quite a while, they like to lock their premier players up, the guys who are, you know, they identify as being core players on the team, elite players on the team, Pro Bowl level, all-pro caliber kind of guys. They like to lock them up early before they hit free agency, and that's what they're going to try to do with both Nelson and Cobb this offseason, and those guys are going to cost a pretty penny. And you know, again, add that up to the Packers, you know, free agents this year. I mean, the money they're going to have to invest into Sam Shields, into Jordy Nelson, into Randall Cobb, into James Jones, into Evan Dietrich Smith, there's not going to be a lot left over. There might be room to add one free agent. And like I said, I kind of hope it's a safety. But I mean, I hope the Packers look into all available avenues by all means. If there's a good linebacker, if there's a good defensive lineman out there, by all means, take a look into it. We talked about on our Monday episode following the NFC Championship game, how the Denver Broncos went it out and added to that team in free agency. Got a guy like Terrence Knighton on the defensive line who has played really, really well for them and didn't break the bank. I mean, if the Packers can go out and get that caliber of player, you know, it's all more power to them. But that is rather hard to do. It's tough to, identify these guys if they are not Jarius Byrd or TJ Ward at safety. Well, trying to look at some of these mid-tier free agents, it's boom or bust with a lot of them. They could end up being a solid starter, but it's possible also they're the next, who is the free agent safety the Packers signed in 2006? Same year as Charles Woodson and Ryan Pickett. What was his name? Marcus Anderson? My mind is just drawing a blank right now on this name, and maybe somebody on the live blog can throw that name out there. But, you know, he ends up being part of the Manuel, Marquand Manuel. Yeah, remember that guy? Signed as a free agent safety same year as Pickett and Woodson, and doesn't end up panning out. He did play with the Packers for a season or two there, but he played at the level of MD Jennings practically. And that's the risk you take. You go out and you offer millions of dollars to somebody like a Marquand Manuel. Well, does that really help the team? No, it probably hurts it. So that's why if you can't get one of these top guys, that's why the Packers might go out and try instead to build this team through the draft just as they've always done. And of course, they're at the Senior Bowl this week looking for the newest class of Packers rookies, guys who are going to help this team. I reported on Cheesehead TV just kind of, grabbing these secondhand reports from other outlets covering the Senior Bowl. Guys the Packers have talked to this week, like Kenny Ladler, the safety from Vanderbilt, just talked about him a little bit earlier. Trent Murphy, the defensive end slash outside linebacker hybrid from Stanford. And again, I throw this caution out there almost every article I write regarding, the NFL draft and players the Packers have talked to. Just simply talking to a prospect doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's what Ted Thompson and the scouts are paid to do. They talk to almost every single draftable prospect. I mean, simply talking to them and getting to know them doesn't mean the Packers are going to draft them. But I do think it, provides a good as opportunity as any to discuss these guys, especially when you're talking about a guy like Ladler, a guy like Trent Murphy. These guys, do seem to be legitimate, perhaps, targets for the Packers in the NFL draft, the types of guy who could help this team out. So I think that's kind of interesting. The Packers, of course, need help at safety, being such a sore spot and a weak point on the Packers' defense this past season. A guy like Kenny Ladler could step in and be a starter in year one, perhaps, if the Packers go and grab him on day two of the NFL draft. Or they could go out and, at some point get a guy like Trent Murphy. And I struggled with that one a little bit more. Trent Murphy's kind of seen as this, a guy who may not quite be a first-round draft choice. If he is, he'd be late first round, but probably a round two type of guy. Can the Packers afford to go out and add another outside linebacker as early as round two when they already have Clay Matthews and Nick Perry on this team? If you have two first-round players and they're healthy, which is no given, obviously, based upon what we've seen out of Clay Matthews and Nick Perry. But if they are healthy and then they draft Trent Murphy, well, you just invested a second-round draft choice into a player who doesn't figure to see the field at all. It's just tough, and I realize you can't always assume that guys are going to stay healthy, and you got to try to build the team as much as possible. But when there's other holes on the team, at inside linebacker, at safety, at tight end, where there's immediate, perhaps, openings for these guys to make an impact as a rookie, it's hard not to, look at those positions and say, they need an upgrade here at this spot on the team, and guys who can play right away and help year one as rookies, like Eddie Lacy did as a rookie this year. It doesn't always work out that way. Not every rookie is ready to make a big contribution in year one. We saw that with Dayton Jones this past year, their first round draft choice. I think being a first rounder, everybody kind of assumes he's going to step in right away and hopefully make a big impact, but it doesn't always happen in year one. Every rookie gets a pass year one. They're just so many of them are not ready. I mean, Eddie Lacy is the exception, as I say, and not the rule. There are so few rookies named to the Pro Bowl. There's only a handful of them. Eddie Lacy is lucky to be among that handful. The rest of the guys are still learning things out. Now, would it have been nice if Dayton Jones made a bigger impact than what he did this past year? I think it would be nice if he made a bigger impact, but still not exactly what you were hoping for in year one. But, that's what the Packers are looking for right now at the Senior Bowl, trying to identify these kind of guys. Here we are on a Wednesday. So the Packers calendar for today, NFL Network this afternoon, more Senior Bowl practice coverage this afternoon, I think from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. On TV, you can watch Senior Bowl practice, see exactly what Ted Thompson and the Packers scouts and the personnel department are out there watching today. Obviously, you can only see one television camera at the time, so you're only seeing one position group at a time, and you can't see everything that's going on. But still, I do think that the NFL Network does such a good job with that, and I really love analyst Mike Mayock and the way he's able to talk about prospects just basically on a whim. He knows these guys so well he does a good job with that, and there's really good coverage of the Senior Bowl if you're into that. And then tonight in the world of the Green Bay Packers, the Pro Bowl draft continues on day two. If you happen to miss it, the Pro Bowl draft began yesterday, Tuesday evening, day one, that with only select positions. They select the special teamers, defensive linemen, I think defensive tackles, offensive linemen, things like that. And then on day two here, they get into a live special tonight. They have dedicated 3 hours of coverage on the NFL Network, which seems like overkill to me. But anyway, 3 hours of a Pro Bowl draft in which they start to select skill positions and some of then the other big names, you know, on the defensive side of the football as well. Your cornerbacks and your linebackers and things like that. And it's all live. Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders, in essence, the general managers of the team, will be out there and picking teams. So Eddie Lacy, Packers rookie running back Eddie Lacy, will hear his name called tonight. You'll find out which team he'll end up on for the Pro Bowl. Will it be Team Rice? Will it be Team Sanders? We'll find out this evening. So that's what's kind of happening in the world of the Green Bay Packers today. Oh, another item that I just wanted to touch on briefly, things that are coming out of the Senior Bowl, things like that. Like I said earlier, Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he's in there in Mobile this week. And he only mentioned this in just one tweet. But I did think this was notable, and I wanted to touch upon it here. He says, and I assume this is coming from just a source. He doesn't name anybody, but you know, he's in the belly of the beast, as it were, in Mobile, Alabama this week. And he says, it also sounds like Green Bay is still interested in re-signing James Starks. Difficult decisions are ahead at running back behind Eddie Lacy. Jonathan Franklin, Dwan Harris are in the mix. This is the tweet from Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And you know, I agree with the Packers certainly would be interested in re-signing James Starks. I can certainly see that and wanting to do that, but I'm just not sure it's in the cards for the Packers at free agency this offseason. I think, you know, they have kind of, in essence, a luxury of riches at the running back position, thanks to Eddie Lacy, but also with Jonathan Franklin, Dwan Harris in the mix there as well. I think there's going to be a team out there in free agency that's going to be willing to pay James Starks more than the Packers will this offseason. And by all means, I think the Packers are interested, but they're just not going to be able to keep up with the bidding. Like we said before, there's going to be so much money thrown out there to the likes of Sam Shields, Evan Dietrich Smith, into extending Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, to possibly getting involved in free agency. There's not going to be money left over to sign, you know, everybody. And I think James Starks is going to be one of these guys who's going to be the odd man out. After having a really good 2013 in which James Starks stayed largely healthy, not 100% by any means, but largely healthy, he averaged, what was it, 5.5 yards a carry this season? James Starks really was the perfect complement to Eddie Lacy this past year. James Starks went out and just was, you know, a beast out there at times. And it seemed like he was more capable of breaking off long runs than Eddie Lacy was. Not that Eddie Lacy can't, But James Starks was just he's got a little more speed to him. He's got a little bit of that extra gear, and he really went out and had such a good season. I think he's going to generate interest from other NFL teams that are out there, and they're going to be looking for a running back. And I don't think that they're going to have to break the bank for James Starks, but I think, you know, what kind of contract is he going to get? Somewhere, I would say, in excess of $2 million, $3 million, a nice contract. But again, I think, you know, all these little contracts add up. And if the Packers are going to re-sign, you know, John Kuhn, Ryan Pickett, you know, some of these guys, these little contracts add up. And all of a sudden, there is not room to re-sign James Starks. Now, if it turns out that James Starks doesn't end up getting any interest on the free agent market or very little, that he only gets an offer of $1.5 million a year or something low like that, I mean, then, sure, the Packers would love to have him back at that little a price. But, I you know, as they say, it only takes one. And if there's just one team out there that thinks that James Starks can be in competition to be their starting running back, he's going to get a nice, decent contract out there that I just don't think the Packers are going to be able to afford to match. It's sad. I mean, I wish James Starks was back after the type of season he had. He knows the Packers' offense. He's becoming a very good, powerful runner that adds a little bit of speed element, that adds a little bit of that extra gear. He's not great in pass protection, but at least he knows the offense. I think he knows his responsibilities at least. So even though he might get beat once in a while, at least he knows what he's doing out there. You're not afraid to put him out there. He's the guy who could start if Eddie Lacy were to get hurt. He could carry the load, whereas I'm not sure these little guys like Jonathan Franklin and Dewan Harris could carry the load. But still, that's kind of the way I see things. And you know, I hope as a fan James Starks is back. But hey, I don't think it's in the cards. I think he's going to move on eventually. But we'll see how things play out this offseason. Lots of difficult decisions for the Packers ahead of themselves. And like I said, I really don't know what's going to happen to guys like B.J. Raji, like James Jones. I mean, those are almost coin flips in my head as to whether they are back or not. And a guy like Raji, I'm leaning towards him not being back. Not that I'm ruling it out, but there is so much uncertainty at this point, and the Packers are really going to have to prioritize what kind of money are they going to invest into Sam Shields. And that's no easy proposition, especially when you're talking about working with an agent like Drew Rosenhaus. He's going to try to milk every penny out of the Packers that he can. And not just the Packers, any team that you know might be interested in Sam Shield services. He's not going to come cheap. And so, the more Sam Shield signs for, again, the less money the Packers have available when you're working within the structure of a salary cap. I mean, there isn't just unlimited spending the Packers can do to help the team out. You know, there are limitations. There are things they have to consider, like letting a player walk away in free agency and perhaps getting a compensatory draft choice in return. These are all things the Packers have to figure in. That just, you know, isn't, you know, it just, you know, not open up the checkbook and let's buy the best team possible like the New York Yankees. Like they could do in baseball if they have the resources to do so, because there is no salary cap. Not every team has the resources of the Yankees in baseball, but you get what I'm trying to say here. Lot of ins, lot of outs, lot of what have yous, as the dude says in the Big Lebowski. But that'll do it here on a Wednesday morning edition of Railbird Central here on Cheesehead TV. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us in for joining in today for some off-season football talk, some hot stove league talk, as it were, free agency predictions, projections, NFL draft talk, Senior Bowl, scuttlebutt, all sorts of things like that. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. That'll do it for today's edition of Railbird Central. I got to take off here, folks. We'll talk to you again on Friday. We have Pigskin Paul Guillemette joining us from the site of the Senior Bowl in Mobile. He's going to be talking to us about NFL draft prospects, just like he did last week at the East-West Shrine Game. So it's always really good and fun to talk about those kind of things. So we'll see you later, folks, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at 8:30 a.m. Central Time at Cheesehead TV. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirivu. I leave you today with a song called Made to Measure by Umphrey's McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack Go.
Someone who requested my